نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ذلك لمن خشي ربه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين دوشيب الذي اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us another day of Friday in our lives. There are many people last week who were in Jummah in different mosques. Today they are under the ground. Because when the time comes to leave this world, إِنَّا جَلَى اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ, there is no delay in it. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib, aw abiru sabil." Stay in the world like a stranger or a traveler. When a stranger, he goes in different towns, he doesn't build a house there. He's a stranger. In the same way, a traveler, when he goes, when he's waiting in the waiting room on the station or the airport, he looks at different sofas, different furniture. But he's a traveler. He's not going to take with him. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this life. We are just passing through this world. Our destination is Akhir. In order to be successful in this world and in the life hereafter, the first key is Iman. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Iman. And most of us, we got Iman in inheritance, because we were born in a Muslim family. But if you talk with a river today, any river, you will see how much struggle they had to go through to accept Iman. And after accepting Iman, how many problems they have in the life. They have to sacrifice the whole family. But we are very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Iman because we are born in a Muslim family. And because we got free of charge, we have no value for Iman. Like a person, he was traveling and he was at the bus stop. And he had a very valuable shawl, Kashmiri shawl. 30-40 years ago, the value of it was 10,000 rupees. Today it might be 100,000 rupees. Because the best wool you can get is from Kashmir. So he was standing on the bus stop and suddenly he spotted his shoes were dirty, which he had bought them for 50 rupees at that time. So he started cleaning the shoes with the shawl, not with the tissue. Someone said, "Do you know what you are doing? The shawl which you have got on your shoulder is very expensive." "Yeah," he says, "10,000 rupees." And he said, "What about the shoes?" He said, "They are 50 rupees." "So you are cleaning the shoes, the value is 50 rupees, with a shawl which has cost you 10,000 rupees." He said, "Yes, I know that, because the shoes I bought with my own income. And I had to work very hard for those 50 pounds. Wo 50 rupees ke liye mujhe badi mehnat karni padi hai. Tab ja ke ye joote mujhe mayassar hue hai." So he said, "What about the shawl?" He said, "My in-laws gave me as a present." My in-laws, they gave me the shawl as a present. I didn't spend any money for it. So this is the situation of our Iman. Because we got it free of charge, so we let it go. We let go the time. But those rivers, if you talk to them, if you got an opportunity, you meet someone, talk to him who is a revert. What type of value he has got in his life for Iman. And because our Iman, we don't value it, As I was talking last week, we don't value the time. The time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And most of the people are deceived. And they neglect the life, neglect the time. نِعْمَتَانِ مَقْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاقُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned 1400 years ago, there are two bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We don't value it. And we let it go. Number one is health. When a person is healthy, he doesn't want to do the amals of the deen. He wastes his energy in unnecessary things. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." The beauty of Islam of a person is that he doesn't spend the life in unnecessary things. He is mindful for his life. He is not unmindful. So iman is such a great bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That nothing can compare with it. Salah cannot compare. Zakat cannot compare. Hajj cannot be compete with iman. Because if there is no iman, then salah is not valuable. Any amal of the deen has no value if iman is not there. And this is what we inherited because we were born in the Muslim family. So we don't have the value of it. Iman is such a bounty. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he writes in one of his books, a great scholar who wrote 1800 books. How many books? How much time did he spend in writing the books? And for what did he write? For whom? For us. For the generations to come, they can benefit from those books. But today we don't value anything which we have got in front of us. We don't even try to open the Quran. So someone asked him, "Hazrat, you wrote 1800 books. So how much knowledge you have got? And where did you achieve that knowledge? To compile one book, you have to open so many books. So how did you compile these 1800 books? And where did you get the time from?" Because our aslaf, they valued the time. In such a way that not even 1 minute of their life they wasted. He said that I haven't studied many books. I got this knowledge from three sources. Number one is the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is an ocean of knowledge. Ulama has written there are 77,000 ulums in the Quran. How many? 77,000 in the Quran, ulum in the Quran. Allah, when He grants the basirat, a person he reads a verse and from there the fountain of knowledge starts coming out. So this will not be fulfilled. The ulum of Quran will not be completed until the day of judgment. Although so many scholars have written so much. So the first source was the Quran. I pondered in the Quran. I studied the Quran. I tried to understand the Quran. And that was the first source. And the second source was, there is a book on poetry. It's called Masnavi. Maulana Rumi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has compiled that book. A great scholar, great saint. His grave is in Konya. We go to Turkey for a holiday, but we never make an effort to go to Konya. His grave is there. If you got the opportunity, go to Konya. Go and visit his grave. If you see the ulum in Masnavi, with simple examples, you will control your nerves. You will control your nerves. A reform will come in your life. Thousands and thousands of people were reformed just by reading Masnavi. From east to west, from north to south, so many people, they came on the right path. So my second source was Masnavi. And my third source was my Sheikh, Haji Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. By sitting in his company. That is why the Sahaba, when they started sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, change came in their lives. Those who used to bury their daughters alive, they became Sahabi. Those who used to drink alcohol, they became Sahabi. Those who used to murder each other, they became Sahabi. The life of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Allah blessed him with Iman. The map of the world changed when he was the Khalifa. See, man is known by the company he keeps. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu as-sadiqin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrated a beautiful hadith. Masalul jalisi salihi wassu kahamilil misk wa nafakil kin. To sit in the presence of a good person is like you have friendship with the person who sells perfume. You'll benefit. He might give you a bottle, he might apply on your body, or you might buy it from him. Every way you'll benefit. And if nothing, then you'll get the fragrance if you enter that shop. So you'll benefit when you sit in the company of a good person. Khasan ya khuda khuda na bashan, magar az khuda juda na bashan. The friends of Allah, they're not khuda, they're not God. But they're not separate from God. Magar az khuda juda na bashan. And when we sit in the company of a good person, maybe one day he will make dua for us. Milne walon se rah paida kar, iske milne ki aur surat kya. He's got the influence, he's a pious person, he will make dua for us, our lives will change. So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that the company of my Sheikh, it reformed me. And majority of the ulum I achieved from him. Ulum of Ma'rifat. To know the Creator, this is the most important thing. This is Iman. When I become ill, Allah is the one who will give shifa, not the doctor. Doctor is a source. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. When I will die, He is the one who will bring me back to life. So in order to protect our nafs, protect our kalb from getting ill, the first thing we have to work is our aqaid. You'll see so many people, they do 5-time namaz. But when it comes to aqidah, when we talk with them, the aqidah is wrong. Aqidah is wrong. Aqidah is the key to Iman.
As Iman is the key to success, Aqidah is the key to Iman. Khaza Nizamuddin Rahmatullah, he writes in a book, if a person has got lot of amals, but his Aqidah is wrong, is a waste. One Aqidah, who is Allah. Allah mentions about the feet in the Quran. When the Jahannam will be filled with the people who are kafir, mushrikeen, munafikeen. Halmim Mazid, Halmim Mazid. The fire of hell will say, more, I want more, I want more, I want more. I'm not filled yet. But there is no kafir left, no mushrik left, no butparas left, no bad person left. How is going to fill the Jahannam? And Jahannam is still hungry. Halmim Mazid, Halmim Mazid. Is there any more? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put his foot in the Jahannam. So he's mentioning his foot in the Quran. So has he got the foot like our foot? That is why it is very important we sit in the company of a sheikh and we correct our aqidah. That is why when a person he becomes alim, there is a book which they teach in the Dars-e-Nizami, Sharh-e Aqaid. And there are many courses going on, Aqaid-e Tahawiyya. The book is available in English as well. Buy it, it's a small book. Main, big aqaids is mentioned in them. We need to correct our aqidah. Now Allah says, Yadullahi maghlula. Allah has got a hand, He's mentioning His hand. So what type of hand He has got? Has He got five fingers? Has He got the hand like us? So many namazis, many hajis, many people who are pious, their aqaid are not correct. So when the aqidah is bad, Khaza Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah, he writes that when the aqidah is bad, aqidah is wrong, no matter how much ibadat he does, he has wasted his time. But when the aqidah is proper, and the amals are very few, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him successful. Because his heart will not be ill. As I mentioned last week. First we have to see the heart is alive or it is dead. Alhamdulillah, our hearts are alive. We believe in akhirah. We come for namaz. When there is a mayyat, we go in the funeral. We fast in the month of Ramadan. We go for hajj. We go for umrah. We give zakat. So alhamdulillah, our heart is alive. But the heart is alive, but we have to see, is it healthy or is it ill? A healthy person will eat everything. But there is another person in the hospital. He is ill. He cannot eat anything. So there is a difference between the two. So our hearts are alive, but is it healthy or is it ill? We come to the conclusion, it's healthy. So now what we have to do? The third thing is we have to be mindful. We will not be unmindful. Hum ghafil nahi honge. And we have to take this heart. And when we go in akhirah, we say to Allah, दिल को दिल बनाकर आया, दिल को दिल बनाकर आया हूं. I brought the heart and made it a heart. There is not even slightest mistake regarding aqidah. मेरा aqidah बिल्कुल ठीक है. Because nafs, as I mentioned a couple of times, is ammara. Then you make an effort, you make it lawwama. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu, Yusuf alayhi salam's call in Surah Yusuf. Nafs will always invite you towards the bad things. Always. But you have to make an effort on it. So never follow the heart. If there is a dispute between the heart and the mind, you follow the mind. Never follow the heart. Then after the mind, there is the wahi, the rulings in the Quran and the Hadith. When there is a dispute between wahi and the mind, let the mind go. Follow the wahi. Don't drink alcohol. The mind says, no, it's very cold. If I drink alcohol, my body will become warm. I'll get some energy. That's the mind what is saying. But as a Muslim, we'll see the way. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ رِسُّمْ مِنْ أَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُ. Allah has made it haram. The way is saying, no, don't drink. The mind is saying, let me lie in order to achieve the money. The desire comes in the heart. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ الْأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ. So there's a desire, I want to buy this. But the mind is saying, mind is telling me you cannot buy it until you get involved in riba. That's what the mind is saying. So there's a dispute between the two. The qalb is saying it is haram. The mind is saying, no, but I have to achieve this. So now, we'll go in the wahi, what the wahi says. Now there will be a dispute within the wahi. You can't take riba. You can't get involved in riba. That's what wahi is saying. Yamhakullahu riba. Wahi bi sadaqat. So we'll give up the mind. So we must try to make the heart the pure heart. And try to take our Islam, try to take our Iman. Perfect when we leave this world. Because nothing in the world is going to help us. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Your wealth is not going to help you after death. وَلَا بَنُونَ. Even your children for whom you sacrifice your whole life gathering the wealth of this world. Halal, haram, halal, haram, halal, haram. Koi nafa nahi dega. نہ اولاد نفع دے گی نہ مال نفع دے گی. یوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون الا من اتى الله بقلب سليم. If you take a peaceful heart, a perfect heart, that is what it will help. That is why after blessed by with iman, we should make always a dua. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. الله سبحانه وتعالى keep us steadfast on إيمان. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا